Simplify your life today.
Bad news out of D.C., a big disaster as one Metro transit train slams into another right in the middle of rush hour. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to jump into that at the top. Also, the latest on what's happening in Iran, some serious warnings to crowds who want to gather to continue to protest. They're told, better not go there. I'll explain what the latest is there. Also, Mr. Sarkozy steps to the plate as one of the world leaders who says he's not going to take it anymore. He wants to ban the burqa in France. How about that? Our president doesn't want to meddle. He wants to meddle big time. And in Western Europe, France has the largest Muslim population. He's already taken it on the chin for a couple of things that he's done. I'll tell you about that proposal and with what some people are saying about his ideas to ban the burqa. In the meantime, again, closer to home, this was a big story. Chris Brown, the R&B singer, and his girlfriend, or sort of ex-girlfriend, pop star Rihanna, made big headlines when before the music industry's biggest awards show, the Grammys, they were out in a rented Lamborghini, and he allegedly, wink, wink, beat the crap out of her. So both of them did not make their Grammy appearance. He disappeared, then showed up. The cops were able to get him, so to speak. He hires Mark Garagos as an attorney. He enters a plea deal. If we fast forward months ahead to where we are now, that happened on Monday. He'll get 5 years of supervised probation, 6 months of community labor. He formally gets sentenced in August, but that's what the deal is. So no jail time for the singer. Interestingly enough, there is an order to stay away, a stay away order, but it's for both of them. 50 yards apart from each other, except when they're on the red carpet at some industry event, then they can be 10 yards apart. I don't know. Let's hope it doesn't turn into one of these Tina Turner, Ike Turner situations. Sadly, many people listening to me may know somebody who has been the victim of domestic abuse, somebody in your family, somebody in your neighborhood. I'll tell you, when I was a television reporter, a couple of times, probably three times in my career, I did stories on that. I didn't know much about domestic abuse. Thank God I didn't have that, at least to my knowledge, in my immediate family. But after doing some of those stories and seeing frightened kids and talking to people in so-called safe houses, I did it twice. Boy, I had a whole different perspective about that. And also, in talking to cops, many of you listening to many police officers across the country, you know what I'm talking about. Those domestic calls can be the absolute worst. In fact, some police officers say, hands down, absolutely, they are the worst. No question about it. I'm going to jump to the Sarkozy thing. I can almost hear that Arabic chant in the background. Can't you hear it? Wafting through the streets of Paris. Oh, yeah. Well, in Western Europe, we're talking about 5 million or so. That's the estimated Muslim population. They have the largest. And in 2004, there was a ban. France enacted a ban for the Islamic headscarf and some other religious symbols from public schools. And there was massive debate over that. A lot of people not happy. But it did go through. Now they're seeking, or at least Nicolas Sarkozy wants to do this. The president wants to do this. He wants to set up a situation where you've got a parliamentary commission that could propose legislation that would take a big shot at barring Muslim women from wearing the head-to-toe gowns outside of the house, the burqa, right? That's pretty much what most of us would know it to be referred to. It's the full body covering worn mostly in Afghanistan with only a mesh screen over the eyes. The other is the full body veil that you sometimes see in black with slits for the eyes. But what Sarkozy is saying, look, the burqa is not a religious sign. It's a sign of subservience, a sign of debasement. It won't be welcome anywhere on the French territory. We cannot accept that women are prisoners behind a screen. Wow. How about that? So the president of that country, anyway, not afraid to take a huge stance in an opposite direction, certainly not meddling, certainly not afraid to meddle, as it were, like our president is in the situation of Iran. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. In fact, he brought this up to me just the other night. Who knew that Sarkozy was going to talk about this? Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, it's incredible how France now is the leading, you know, defender of freedom in the world as America takes a real back seat, you know.
Definitely, I think so.
I think that this should be a nationwide, a worldwide movement of women burning burqas in campuses and in city centers, you know, and using the name of that lady who was shot in the heart, Nita.
Neither,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, we should be burning these things. And Sarkozy has it right. It is not part of Islam. It shouldn't be taken as a slam against Islam because in many Muslim countries, they don't wear that you know, potato sack or whatever, you know, it is. People are watching how the United States, you know, reacts to bullies. And,
right.
And, you know, North Korea and Iran, there's a big difference. North Korea has nukes, you know, and I heard you say a couple of minutes back that, you know, if they try to retaliate against the United States for us boarding that ship, you know, there'll be hell to pay. I want to ask you, what kind of hell you think there'll be to pay? Because, you know, after 9/11, we beat up on Afghanistan and Iraq, who, you know, barely had grenades. These two countries were nothing, okay? They hardly had, we had destroyed Iraq before, and Afghanistan was like, you know, garbage can stand or something. It was nothing. Now, taking on North Korea, they have two options, Kate. They can send in people through our border, you know, which is really not a little invisible line. You know that.
Right.
Or
right.
They can utilize Japan and South Korea as proxy targets. They can say, sure, you take our ship. We don't have to launch anything to reach the United States. We can blow the heck out of Tokyo and the heck out of South Korea. Okay. And they've had nuclear bombs, you know, since Bush won.
Absolutely. That's why I say Kim Jong-il to me couldn't be a more scarier man, or even passing the torch down to one of his sons. But I don't believe, and you're right, you make an excellent argument for, whoa, what if they go in this direction? Remember, there's options here. But here's the thing, Tomas. I really don't think whether it's, okay, sorry, Japan, you got no choice here. China, what's your play in this? There's going to be a big play, and I've said this now for the past month, in Asia, and people are going to have to decide what direction they're going to go in. If the United States and the UN continues to push and they do it, I do think there's going to be hell to pay. I'll explain on the flip side.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Feel my life.
Wow, perfect for this discussion. Sort of quell the waters, if you will. North Korea, and also mentioning Sarkozy's saying he wants to ban the burqa. Good for him for not being afraid to take the heat in a really dicey situation, because there have been many angry already emails flooding his office about the suggestion of that. He's saying that, look, this is just this puts down women. This makes them subservient. It's ridiculous. I won't have it. We're going to figure out a way to ban the burqa. We'll see if it actually does happen, but he's pushing big time for it. In the meantime, our president isn't meddling in things of the Middle East too much these days. He's waiting to see what happens in Iran. North Korea, Tomas was just talking about North Korea and my statement that now North Korea is saying, listen, you touch our ships, you get on our ships, you do one thing to our ships, and we're attacking the U.S. I mean, flat out saying, we're going after the U.S. And as Tomas said, well, you know, in going after the U.S., there's other ways to do it, not necessarily on our shores. There could be other things. The intonation and what it seemed as though was coming out of North Korea's, no, we're not looking to take that backdoor route. We're looking to nail you where it counts. You just don't think of North Korea that way, though, do you? You think of the Middle East, you think of the Taliban, you think of Al-Qaeda, you think of terror cells. You don't think, oh, North Korea coming after the United States. So here's the scoop. Another nuclear test, missiles, threats, all that other stuff. So right now, what is the Obama administration going to do? What happens if China doesn't take a firm hand in this, doesn't make a big-time move? Would everything fall flat in Washington? Or would there be a push, well, screw it, we're going to do it, we'll just go ourselves? Japan has a seat on the council, on the UN Security Council this year. South Korea is involved in talks. So you've got the UN Security Council, which would, I guess, right, that would seem to be right, would reflect the positions of South Korea, Japan, France, Britain, China, Russia, and, of course, the U.S. Nothing will happen, I don't think, in the next in this next week, because we're already into to Monday. And already the word is circulated that nothing's going to happen. I read it somewhere. I don't know if it was in the New York Times or Washington Post or wherever it was. I read it. But China has agreed in principle to sanctions. So they've agreed to that so far. Now, will they really ink it, you know, really close the deal on this? That's pretty big, because the list includes some of the things that were never enforced back in 2006. And what does that mean? It means this. It means a couple of firms are on a blacklist, big important ones, like a huge commercial bank and a mining development trading company that makes a ton of money. And there's another one which I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of it. But anyway, so they're blacklisting of big money makers, a bunch of those companies to try to strangle the cash off. And also, besides the banking ties, which will be big, also flight restrictions, travel bans on certain officials, just flat out saying no. And it's obvious that North Korea is trying to get the United States' attention, because this so-called lobbing this next long-range missile, they're talking about July 4th. They're talking about doing that. And nothing has happened in the past. It's just been empty rhetoric, right? But I think this time there's going to be a big hit back. I don't necessarily mean, and that's why I said hell to pay, I don't necessarily mean bullets. I don't necessarily mean some massive invasion. I mean through other sources, like the banks, follow the money. If that's true, and that's the direction, it's a clever way to go, and China's on board with this, man, you know, China delivers food, fuel, other things to North Korea. About 80% of its consumer goods, meaning North Korea, 80% are made in China. So Beijing has an important part to play in this. Absolutely. But what direction, that is the key. What direction to go in? In theory, they're agreeing to this. But when it comes down to it, when it's white knuckle time, do they follow through with this? Don in Wyoming, hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Kate, I'm all right. How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Yeah, you know, went to see the old man, hung out Father's Day, you know.
Oh, that's good. How is your dad? Good?
No, he's hanging in there, so.
Good.
He's getting close to doing the retirement thing, I guess, you know, and I don't know, I think he wants to keep working, though. So some people never retire. I got a friend of mine that's an attorney in California. He's 91. So he still practices.
You know what? Good for him. That's like my grandfather lives in assisted living. He's 92. He's going to be 93 at the end of July. And he's like one of the smartest people I know. He does the New York Times crossword puzzle, even the Sunday version, backwards and forwards.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a little, you know, back when we had the Korean conflict, you know, the Chinese were back. Well, of course, we were actually fighting the Chinese because they were with the North Koreans and, you know, we were with the South Koreans and, you know, it was the big battle against communism. They drew up the truce at the 30th parallel. But the question I have is, I don't understand why China just doesn't walk in and take these guys over and get rid of the headache, you know, and just say, all right, we're coming in, we're taking you guys over. And I would much rather that than deal with these. Yeah, because at one time I thought, well, North Korea is just a puppet for China, but it seems like they, you know, they're not listening to the Chinese either. And so I'm a little confused here, because I'm just wondering, wait a minute. It used to be, you know, the Chinese said something and they jumped how high, you know?
Right.
And now it's like, you know, they're letting them just be off this wild little rebel child or something like that. And I really think it's all just a bunch of, saber waggling, you know. But I just don't understand why the Chinese are, you know, they're just... You know, the Chinese have so much invested into the United States now, and obviously us and them are not going to go to war over Korea.
No, 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 no. And you're right. What they could squash them like a bug. When you think of China's military and compare it, I don't care what they got in North Korea. China could swat them.
So one of the things the Soviet Union and China have tried to do is that the countries that border them, they want them as buffer countries, you know. And,
sure.
And so the Soviet Union was built to where every country that bordered Russia, for the most part, except China, was also, you know, they were their own countries, but they were under Soviet domination or control. And China's done the same thing. I mean, you know, they've got, you know, North Korea to separate South Korea and China. But, I mean, it's obvious that our political relationship with China, you know, ever since, you know, from the time Nixon went there, where it was so far apart to where now it's like, you know, heck, they're so invested in the U.S. economy. I just don't understand why they just don't go in and squash these guys and I would rather have the Chinese, you know, along the 38th parallel than the North Korean, you know, on the north side of the parallel than the North Koreans.
You know, yeah, but you know, it's interesting, Don. It's funny you bring it up, though. But you heard what I said about China and what they supply to the North Koreans, etc., and about strangling them banking-wise, and would China agree to some of the things that are actually going to happen instead of just talking about them? Who's to say you're right? Who's to say that China doesn't eventually decide, okay, we're going to make this move? I don't think they want to make that move, but if they had to, it could be a layup for China if they wanted to do it. You're right. If they wanted to do it, it would be an easy move.
I don't think anybody in the world's going to stop them from doing it either or complain about it.
No, of course not.
So what's the latest on the D.C. crash? I mean, I heard a little bit about this morning before I went to sleep and crashed, they were headed at each other in the same direction. They must have had a signal go bad or something.
Same direction, and they're trying to figure it out. I mean, the Metro train smashed into the back at right in the middle of rush hour. Now they're saying at least nine people dead, probably 70, 80 others injured from this whole thing. What you had was one of the trains jackknifed right into the air and fell on top of the first one. Just a horrible, horrible thing, Don, no question about it. You had all these people that were walking around like the walking wounded. You look at the photographs of it, and let me tell you, from a radio standpoint, just think of it, just twisted metal everywhere, the worst thing you can possibly picture. 250 firefighters with the jaws of life trying to do whatever they could. Awful, awful thing. Hang with us, everybody.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Talking about a whole bunch of things, as per usual here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Thrilled, as always, to be the captain of this ship. I was talking about another ship headed to Burma that, of course, at this point, what the U.S. is saying is it's suspected of carrying illicit weapons, meaning we can board if we want to. Now the question becomes, what happens with North Korea strangling the banks, etc.? I mentioned some of the possibilities that I thought would happen, because if it's more than saber rattling and the threat is, look, you want to jack with us, U.S.? We're going to jack with you, period. North Korea desperate to be part of the negotiating, to be back at the table. But North Korea, of course, prodding and pushing, and is not going to ever elbow this country with Kim Jong-il or even one of the offspring, not going to elbow their way back at the table or back to the table, the big kids table, if you know what I mean. So it's interesting. North Korea, at one point, if you go way back, not too far back into our history, at the tail end of the Clinton administration, it seemed as though North Korea was interested in becoming a partner with the U.S., seriously. But North Korea has now certainly hardened its position. And remember, North Korea is part of the Axis of Evil, and they allowed that deal to close, to lapse, whatever you want to call it, to close nuclear reactors. Then they were talking about the concessions and the six a party talks and all that other sort of stuff, and of course it broke off. And what North Korea said is that parts of the deal hadn't been fulfilled because the Bush administration I think, felt like they were getting close to having something happen here, but nothing happened, obviously. With Obama, it's not really clear what the specifics of the strategy would be. You see, you've got the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, being trotted out and reacting, but pretty much saying the same thing over and over again. We won't be provoked, whatever. But what does that mean? What is the blowback on this? What the UN Security Council resolution is insisting that North Korea rejoin, I mean, any UN Security Council resolution that's insisting that North Korea rejoin the stall, because let's face it, they petered out the six power talks, right? You would think that that would be part of that dialogue with China, the United States, Russia, Japan, etc. But I mean, it's just a nightmare at this point, because you cannot keep going down the same path with North Korea. Now, does China step in, as Don suggested? Why does China not step in and make something happen here? But it is a buffer zone for China with North Korea there. As somebody suggested to me, North Korea is kind of like maybe a surrogate, right? So North Korea can do the dirty work, right? Like shoot down our military satellites as they go over. And China doesn't have to worry about it. Let them do it. Let them go ahead and do it. So I think that the talk time is over, and that we're going to see some serious retribution in the case of North Korea should there be any move made toward the United States. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Kate. I just want a couple topics in descending order. You talked about them. You said same old, same old, and it's very true, because under Clinton State Department, we gave them 900,000, the North Koreans, 900,000 tons of diesel fuel, and I believe two light water nuclear reactors for nuclear power, which they then used, I guess, to create nuclear parts for a bomb. This was under the Clinton administration. Bush tried unilateral talks, and he got nothing but grief, but Condi Rice extended the diesel fuel. So, like, you're right, same old, same old. I believe Christopher Hill is in the State Department. He was an underling of Mrs. Clinton, and it's the same old, same old. And at the same time, and this goes to Don's question, is why China doesn't just take him over or run him over or whatever, rein them in. I don't think North Korea has anything that China needs as far as resources, or they would have done it already. And look, think of it, Don, if China runs in, then they got more mouths to feed. And just so your audience knows, we are still, as we speak, we're sending them tons of foodstuffs and grain to feed those people. So on one hand, we're supposedly fighting, and they're doing whatever they want to do, and they're disregarding any treaties. So we gave them two reactors, we give them diesel fuel, we're giving them food, and they're still doing this belligerency, which I couldn't begin to understand it. So it's just, I don't know what, I mean, the only thing I know about Korea is it's very dark at night, as opposed to South Korea, and my old man fought there for 3 years during the war. The armistice is still, as far as we know, is still going on. It's just the State Department people, they're not doing anything. The truth is not out there.
The truth isn't out there.
Right. If I could just jump to one, I got to question my own beliefs, because remember how I told you the cell phones and the surveillance society would do us all in, they'll come after us, you know, the conspiracy theories. But what is it, the cell phones and the Twitter are showing what's happening in Iran? Hopefully it will save the people. I mean the people. And I'm glad that when I talked to you last Friday, I didn't jump on a Mousavi bandwagon, because I've been reading about this guy. He's just as bad as Ahmadinejad. So you may never hear me say this again about maybe Obama's having a hands-off, you know, right now. But what I really want is the people. You always see America or around the world, despots destroy and shoot the people. They shoot them down like dogs. I don't know anything about Mousavi, and I hope, if he's as bad a scumbag as Ahmadinejad, the hell with it. Let the people have what they want. But you see, it's not coming out that way. It's kind of scary.
Right, because there's very little about Mousavi. He was one of the revolutionary guys that helped overthrow the Shah. But how much of a reformer really is he? It's pretty dicey, as all the details about him.
And one last thing you talked about. I know a lot about this. I used to be a subway motorman. Here's two things you have to worry about, America. Number one, immediately they'll know right away if either one of the two engineers, the guys driving those trains, was on the phone, because there's rules against that. I can't go into the details, but ever since that radical homosexual was texting those teenage boys and crashed that Caltrain in California, they made a rule that we can't cell phone or text. If either one of those guys were doing it, believe me, they know it already. And since it hasn't come out that they've done that, what frightens me even more is the terrorism aspect. If someone was able to blow a signal or switch it or somehow, and if that is the truth, that may never come out, because people will be afraid to ride the MTA in New York or the subways or anything else because, hey, these guys can figure out how to fly a plane into a building, and they can figure out how to mess around with these subway trains, then, you know, we're all in deep doo-doo, if you know what I mean.
Oh, so absolutely.
Look at the cell phone aspect of it. If that comes out right away, again, these fellow engineers of mine, these idiots on the cell phones, it's just scary. And if that's not the case, which I'm telling you, they know that right away. That's the first thing they go after. The guy has a cell phone, they can tell. The other aspect is, does somebody blow a signal? I don't know what their signaling system down there is different than what's in New York and Connecticut, but the truth has to come out, and the longer it takes, the more suspicious I am. Thank you, babe.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Mark, for your insights, because Mark knows, as he said, he is well aware of the system and the rules, et cetera, from his own background. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Couple of comments. I think that North Korea is a pretty good pawn for China, and that's probably why they won't go in and take them over, and they can use them to do the dirty work.
Yep.
Another comment about the burqas. I want to give the president of France a A++ on that. I wish we had more gumption and more stand-up for that kind of stuff. Just this weekend, I was at the local Walmart, and it was about 90 degrees here with 70-some percent humidity, so it was like about 110 or 15 with the heat index. And I seen a Muslim lady going in with pants on and three or four long-sleeve sweaters and her scarf on, and she was pregnant, and I assume probably her husband was walking beside of her, and he had on shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah,
and it's sad.
Yeah, I agree, Jana. Well said, right to the point. Thanks for the call. Always good. She's always on the money, and absolutely she was on this one. The Sarkozy comments, I guess I didn't think about it until they came out, but to have the president of France say that the Islamic burqa is simply not welcome in France. The face covering, the body length gown, the symbol of what he called subservience, suppressing women's identities, turning them into prisoners behind a screen, was not going to be tolerated by France. And especially when you think of the Muslim population in France, it's pretty big, actually, a pretty decent size. As I said, 5 million, certainly in Western Europe, absolutely the most. So pretty bold of him to do that, because he's getting all kinds of nasty letters, as you can imagine, of course, mixed in with death threats, etc. So it was a big speech that he was giving to the lawmakers at the Chateau at Versailles when he brought this up, saying that it was completely in discord with French values, and that this is some of the strongest language against the burqas, I think, from any European leader that I've ever heard. Because remember, especially in Europe, they're really trying to ease any kind of tensions with the Muslim world, but he's not afraid to stand up, so I say bravo, absolutely. Odds and ends next.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This audience for America tonight. What a smart crew jumping in on North Korea with lots of thoughts about that and thoughts about Sarkozy and banning the burqa and whatnot. Who says Americans are dumb bunnies? Yeah, you're always reading this stuff. As I was saying earlier about the Chris Brown, Rihanna stuff, that celebrity gossip has become such a huge enterprise that obviously people can't get enough of it. They're absorbing it. And, of course, we live in a capitalistic society. Someone's got to peddle it. Someone's going to make the bucks on it. You know this. And I understand that there is the curiosity factor and there are certain stars you like or movies or whatever. I mean, you know, we do the movie reviews. I love to go to movies, all that sort of stuff. I don't have that celebrity thing in me about what is Jennifer Aniston doing? Who is she dating? Oh, she's such a great girl or whatever. Because I don't really think of them. There's this thing where people somehow connect, I guess, with celebrities, whether it's fantasizing, geez, they wish they were them, they had the six-pack abs or the hot girlfriends or whatever the deal is. But it's huge. That's the bottom line, that people like to escape reality, and they do that through movie stars or television stars or, you know, whatever it might be. Sometimes even people who really shouldn't be celebrities become celebrities for other reasons because of the phenomenon called reality TV, as I mentioned, you know, where it's that kaleidoscope into somebody's life. And it's not always the famous people, but they get their 15 minutes of fame because for some reason they really catch fire. And the couple that's caught fire lately has been this John and Kate Gosselin. They have a reality television show, a series on TLC. It's called John and Kate Plus 8. The interesting part of their story is the fact that they're parents of sextuplets and, you know, and then these twins, right? But to me, that's where the interesting turn ends, because I could care less. I don't get the rage over this couple, right? I don't get it. But bravo to TLC. They got it. They signed them up. They've been doing this series, and they've had like 10 million people watching it, which is incredible for that network to have 10 million people watching what this couple and their kids do for however many years it's been. So apparently, because they've been a lot of fodder lately for the celeb magazines, in fact, having paparazzi follow them, isn't that nutty? Who cares? So they've been married 10 years. There have been all these things written and printed about them. There's been all this tabloid coverage. And now in their fifth season with these young, young kids, because the kids are pretty young, right? Apparently, they decided to step forward and say that they were going to get a divorce. Wow. Now, here's what I'm thinking about. If I represent either one of these two people, the money. Because with that many mouths to feed, so now you get a divorce. I guess they could do a book and jump on this whole celebrity bandwagon thing that, geez, I'm not famous for a talent. I'm not a great actor, actress, singer, any of that stuff. I'm just famous because I had these kids and we had this reality show and the cameras followed us forever, because how does that show exist after that? And the TLC network, I guess, promised this major on-air decision from the couple, and they made an announcement that they're getting a divorce. So here's what I say to everybody listening to saying, why is she talking about this? Because I agree. I am sick of this kind of crap and nonsense when there's so many other things going on that, I mean, interesting stories about everyday people that are a little more interesting than this. But what do I know about America's craving for this couple and the fact that people are watching? So obviously there is something about looking into their lives. I'm going to say that we're going to take both of them, even though they want to be separated and they want this divorce, and we are going to put John and Kate Gosselin, because for now they still share the same last name, in our very own America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, so all those people watching the television show, I guess, are going to be disappointed. I don't see how it lasts. I have no idea. Since we're going down this road of, as I often call it, lightening the load, or sucking out some of our brain cells, letting a few of them fly out and take a break, since I started to read this stuff earlier today, I happened to come across this story about Stephen Baldwin. And this is another show I can piece it together because I've seen clips here and there, but I've never watched it. But they've got this show on television called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And they're in the Costa Rican jungle. Stephen Baldwin left the show, I guess, over the weekend because, check this out. See, I guess it's not always the whole 15 minutes plus of fame isn't always so great. Guess he got 125 insect bites in 8 days. So the bites were so bad, he had an extreme allergic reaction. He lost sleep and 22 pounds. I know there's a lot of people thinking, insect bites, 22 pounds, isn't that awful? So he's going to help his charity because, at least in this show, I guess, since they supposedly have money, these celebrities, the B-list celebrities, they are raising money for charity. So he's going to continue to work on behalf of the charity, right? But this I'm a Celebrity thing ends on Wednesday. Can you imagine 125 insect bites? Donovan, who is our technical master here at the controls, I know he won't let this train slip off the tracks, because I know he's so, so focused. Of course, unlike what seems to have happened in D.C. Donovan, can you imagine being bitten 125 different insects, or maybe some of the same, but having all those bites? Wouldn't that be awful? In a mere 8 days?
Wait, what? I was texting my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, thank you. The train, I promise. I promise it is going to try to stay on the tracks. Can you imagine being bitten 125 times?
Well, you know, we do have a lot of lakes around here, and a lot of lakes means a lot of mosquitoes. So I don't know if it's I've ever been bitten more than 100 times in 8 days, but it certainly feels like it sometimes. So, you know, I can kind of sympathize. On the other hand...
Yeah, I tell you what, I would leave. He left, and I would leave. I don't care about my 15 minutes of fame at that point. Forget it.
Right.
Crazy. Wow. So he makes a good point, Donovan, saying that, yeah, hey, he lives around lakes. So there's a lot of mosquitoes. You know, that whole thing about the West Nile, people with the pooling water behind their houses and stuff. I'm not a big fan of the mosquito, I must say. Now that I have a dog and I've had to walk the dog and I've had to deal with the mosquito thing and I just spray myself to death with that off stuff, and they have this new deal, I don't know how many people have seen it, where it's this round thing that you hook to your belt, and it's, I haven't gotten it, but it's got a fan attached to it, and it's supposed to be killer, second to none in chasing out those mosquitoes. Even the citronella candles, I've tried those, because, man, I am, like I said, not a fan of the mosquito. The other thing is, I'm not a fan of any kind of bugs, thinking that, luckily for me, I haven't had a lot of experience in this department, but I've had friends that, you know those brown recluse spiders that bite? I know somebody that literally like almost took a chunk out of their face, all for cleaning a garage. I got to clean my garage. And then not knowing that there was any kind of a bite whatsoever, you go to the doctor's, oh, yeah, that hole in the side of your face, that's a brown recluse. Who knew? So I can only tell you that I'm pretty, yeah, probably medium to pretty good as far as being organized and not having too much clutter. Some clutter, but not too much. But I could care less if my garage gets cluttered. As soon as I heard that brown recluse story, whoo! Next time I clean my garage, it will only be if I'm moving.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend with me. Bye.